from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But Darnell Mooney, nice enough to sit down with us here fresh off the practice field. How are you?
I'm great. How about you guys?
Good.
We're doing well, man. And last time we got to talk to you was it minicamp? I think it was.
Yeah, it was early June.
Early June was last time we talked to you and everything. And obviously, it's training camp, and you already played. Well, you didn't play, but the team has played a game already. Yeah. How has training camp been going for you and the competition level? Because it wasn't no pads then. Now y'all are in pads getting after Joe. So how has that been so far?
Training camp's going good. Individually wise, it's going good for myself. And then going good as well. I'm loving the progress that we're all going. It's always a lot of competition. And things are on the upward for sure.
What kind of progress do you think has been made so far? Maybe from when we talked to you, obviously now you guys have been on the field a lot as a full team the last couple of weeks. What type of progress have you seen?
Consistency on just knowing the plays and not just, you know, out there just running it. You know, we did good in the OTA period of just going out there running, but now you actually know what's going on. You know the reasons, the reasons behind everything, and it's good to put it on film and put it all together.
It looks like early on in training camp and also, you know, going forward, that you and Kurt have this connection a little bit. I mean, you're out there making plays. You make plays anyways, but it does seem like you guys are on this wavelength, even though you had never played together.
Yeah.
Being in OTAs to now, how has that, you know, that relationship grown through that process?
For sure. I mean, Kurt just gave me the freedom. Go run your route, go win. And I'm throwing you that ball. So it's a bunch of routes that that we have had that he's like, look, I can't see you on this route, but I know and I believe that you're gonna get open. So I'm throwing it.
Was that route, the corner route you caught a couple of days ago? Because it did not look like he saw you.
Yeah.
But he threw it to a spot in the defense. It went right over the defender's head. Is that something you're similar to talking about?
Not that one.
Okay.
That was just double out routes on the side. He just progressed to me.
Okay.
And it's more so some of the out routes and the deeper out routes that he just can't see. Maybe a flat defender's in the way or something, and he just trusts that I'm going to beat this defender. So,
Darnell Mooney joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Like Randy said, obviously that relationship is building. It's fun to watch you guys out there. What do you feel like you've learned about him as maybe as a player, but maybe as just a guy to be around, a teammate, all that kind of stuff that you didn't know having not played with him before?
He has a oomph to himself. Like, he is, like, from far away, you would think he's just the guy that just takes the blame for everything and just the quarterback that's just, you know, I'm just throwing the ball around. But I've talked to him in the room. He's like my locker buddy. So I've talked to him, and I just try to install, and I'm like, yeah, you've had great receivers along with yourself, like Deshaun, Justin, Pierre, all those guys, but the common denominator is you. You're the leader of that boat. So, I mean, I'm happy to be one of those next guys. So,
What about the room that you're in, the receiver room? I was at Drake London. I mean, we saw yesterday, great day from Ollie. I mean, you guys were dominating. I don't want to say. You guys had a good day yesterday.
Yeah.
And everything like that. How's that room coming to form and everything? Because obviously, as you and him, you guys are the starters. You're coming out the tunnel when the smoke and everything. But what about the other guys that's going to fill in those different roles that a lot of people don't look at as important, but it's very vital to the success of the offense?
I mean, everybody's ready, and everybody knows within this offense that anybody can get the ball at any time. There's not – I mean, obviously, me and Drake are, you know, going to be dominant as much as we can. But, I mean – having extra guys and having more guys to, you know, that can fill in and do their role. And, you know, everybody, you know, within this room, I've felt like everybody hones into their role and, you know, are very detailed into their role and love their role. So, and if they get, you know, somebody goes down or anything, they're ready to, you know, take on more. So there's never like any, you know, pouting or anything in the room. It's a lot of fun. And right now we're just embracing each other because obviously we can't carry everybody. So right now we're just embracing the time that we have now with each other. So.
Kind of a two-parter here. How good do you – obviously it sounds like and understandably think this offense has a chance to be very good.
No.
Why? What makes you so confident that Kirk, this offense can be dangerous?
Kirk Cousins and Z-Rob, man. Z-Rob comes up with some special plays.
Right.
There's a lot of space, a lot of freedom just to, you know, do whatever you got to do just to get open. And Kirk throws a nice softball. You don't – me and Drake was talking about the other day, you literally just catch it and just go. You don't have to worry about, you know, oh, my God, this ball is about to come with some heat. It's about to be a steamer. Like, you just catch it and just get the rolling. And previous quarterbacks I've had, like, you got some that's like, hey, slow the ball down. Got some steam coming on there. But, yeah, Z-Rob and Kirk, man, they make this thing go very, very well. And Z-Rob is very, you know, accepting of anything that you may think of or anything you may want to add or anything. So.
You know, we just going back to you and Drake and things like that, and we talk about your offensive coordinator and how to utilize the talent that you have and the versatility that they have. And obviously, I want to know about your – don't tell us what you're going to actually be doing, but are you working from, like, outside slot? Because a lot of time when people think the third option or the third receiver, oh, he's automatically a slot receiver, mm-hmm. but you're not the third receiver. Are you 1A, 1B, whatever you want to call it?
Yeah.
Are you in that position to play in that slot where you know where? I mean, you to play, but you know what's in that in that funk down there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, me and Drake, we go everywhere.
Okay.
So sometimes, most of the time, I'm the single receiver on the backside.
Okay.
And then sometimes we can put me in the slot. There's a lot of, like I said, Z-Rob has some crazy things that just puts me a lot of everywhere, and I love it. I love it. So,
are we going to get a chance to see you before the Pittsburgh game?
On the field. No, sorry.
It's all right.
So we can stop talking.
Honest.
They're not playing. Oh, okay, we got it. We got it. Okay. It's not like how Kurt was like, Kurt was like, well, yeah, I'm not playing.
He actually, but I like that Darnell said it too because he knows if he kind of wavered, we just ask Kirk.
We just ask Kirk.
Just tells the truth about everything.
Kirk tells the truth about everything. Kirk, now you got the bling. You got the. Do you play in the bling?
No. Nah. Well, this one, yeah, I may. It depends on the undershirt that I have.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean,
it's nice.
It's a beautiful piece of art. I'm just like,
I was going to wear mine today.
But playing in it, yeah, you know that thing comes out sometimes down there. You know that, man. Somebody snatch it and you be walking around and be hanging on your shoulder pad or something.
We're not going for that.
Okay.
Hey, so when something, by the way, Darnell Mooney joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, fresh off the practice field. When something happens like what happened yesterday with a big trade, team makes a trade for Matthew Judon, how do you find out about that? And then when you do find out about it, how much conversation goes on between you and some of the other guys?
I'm not on social media, so.
God, good for you.
We got TVs all around in the locker room, too, so it pops up, and then, you know, everybody's, you know, you get some. Oh,
right.
We got some things going on now. I'm trying to get to the Super Bowl for real.
Right.
So, I mean, especially if you're getting a good player. I've played against Judon. I've tried to block him. It was a crazy position trying to block him, but obviously I'm 180 or whatever. It's not happening. But I've seen him do some work to some other people. But so that's a big pickup for sure. And Yeah, so, I mean, we're happy to get any guys that come here and just help us win. So,
how last one for me. How's this locker? Because you said in the locker room TVs. We haven't actually had a tour of it. I think the other guys went yesterday. But tell me about this place, because from the pictures, it looks like it's like, you know, like one of the college locker rooms. That when you recruit, you walk them through there. How was that?
It's nice, man. It's nice. It's nice to have your own space and just, you know, you can chill out in there. Like, I seen Jesse Koo and a couple other guys were in there like super late. I'm like, do y'all like to go home?
Right.
Like, bro, we've been done for like 3 hours, and they're just in there playing cards, just chilling. So it's a nice, relaxing place to just vibe out.
What's the best part? There's all kinds of amenities and all kinds of tech and all kinds of stuff like that.
I would think like the couches. You know, you just sit there and just chill.
Is it a rule that y'all got to shower before y'all get them damn couches?
No, it's not a rule. But I mean, everybody, you know, when you get. I'm supposed to be in the shower right now.
I mean, that's always the worst thing. You know, that's the worst thing. Guys get out to feel sweaty and just plop their sweat stuff on the couches where everybody sits.
This is the first locker room I've been in. Everybody's got pretty good hygiene.
So. Okay.
You love to hear it. Yeah. You love to hear it. Falcons with a lot of hype this year and a lot of really good hygiene.
There we go.
Darnell, thank you.
Appreciate you, my man.
We won't hold you up anymore.
Stay healthy, brother.
Get in the shower.
Thanks, brother.
Darnell Mooney there, nice enough to stop by on his way off the practice field. One of the many guys we're very much looking forward to seeing when the season comes around.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.